I want to read from Matthew chapter 7. This is towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount. I'm reading from the NIV. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus himself. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as the leaders of the law, as the teachers of the law. I went to Glasgow yesterday on the train. I sat down in my seat and there was a couple of posters up, adverts for a company, and one of them said at the top, 35,000 decisions. And then in smaller text it said, each one of you makes 35,000 decisions every day. I thought about that for a while. I thought, that can't be right. Maybe 35 decisions, maybe 4 decisions a day, but 35,000? And I suppose I thought it through, and our bodies make decisions for us that we're not aware of, so maybe they're counting on that. But they wanted to advertise their company, who are accountants, and they'd look after your money for you. So I don't know how effective that advert was, but it talks about making decisions. And often we face either or decisions.